Radio Renegade, with your host, Christian from Philly. Brought to you by WorldGenerationPodcastNetwork.com and in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now, Radio Renegade.
There's nothing to applaud about tonight's fucking show tonight. This show is going to be a fucking rant session and all the other shit I have to talk about. Because this fucking show for SmackDown fucking on Fox was fucking horrible. 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 But before I rip apart this fucking atrocity of a fucking show, let me introduce myself. I'm Christian from fucking Philly, and my co-host of the evening, as always, is Minister, the motherfucking Sinister.
Well, hello, hello. How's it going, everybody? How's it going, Christian? Apparently you're in a bad mood. The show did not play out the way you wanted?
No. This show fucking sucked, Minister. This show was horrendous, atrocious, awful. Let's give you the fucking rundown, shall we? Why this fucking show sucked.
All right, let's get started from the top.
But first, let me show you how I feel about this show. You ready? You want to know how I fucking feel?
Yeah, bring it on. Let's see how you feel.
There you go. Yeah. So I fucking feel. There you fucking go. That's how fucking SmackDown was tonight. A pile of fucking piss. Let's start off with the fucking opening. A Raw superstar, Becky Lynch, opens Fox SmackDown. Try to make sense out of that, right? A fucking Raw superstar opens fucking Fox for SmackDown. That's already the first mistake. We're already in a few seconds already. That's a fucking mistake. Next, we have the boring fuckface himself, King Baron Coxstain Corbin, coming out and interrupting Becky Lynch, who is another Raw superstar. That's a good fucking thing. And then finally, you have the people sellout, The Rock. The biggest sellout in Hollywood, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, making his fucking return and being cringe for a fucking full-blown 17 fucking minutes.
Oh.
17 fucking minutes of The Rock fucking talking. Awful. With Becky Lynch. Him and Becky Lynch making cringe-worthy jokes. That was fucked up. Terrible. Awful. Then they beat up Corbin. Who gives a fuck? Then the first match starts.
Hold on. Well, let me give you my thoughts on the first segment.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we had first of all, I noticed, you know, it's a brand new show. So obviously they had, you know, a new theme. The theme song provided by AC/DC. I think it's a song that they've already had before, but I'm not sure. I don't think they wrote it just for this.
It's awful anyway.
Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, they had AC/DC doing the theme song. The first guy that showed on our screen was Kofi Kingston. So it's very telling that they're going to, I think, maybe feature him heavily on that show, although the way he went down tonight was also very telling. So then they had Becky Lynch come out opening the show, which I guess it's fitting, you know, with this whole movement we are in right now, where it's a women's movement and women's revolution and shit. Well, yeah, but you don't know that because they're going to have this draft, I guess, what, sometime next week? So these are people that could very well end up, these people could very well end up losing, you know, or showing up on SmackDown as part of that draft. So we don't know that yet. And I imagine that's why they were booked on that show. I don't think all of them will, but for sure some of them will. And I have a suspicion that Becky Lynch will be going to SmackDown. So then, of course, you had Corbin coming out, and you just had to know right then and there that something was going to happen, that he was going to get beat up by Becky Lynch. But ooh, no, the Electrifying King, the Electrifying King was interrupted by the Great One, the Hollywood Sellout, as he put it, who was cutting the King down with his corny manhood jokes and shit. But King Corbin was superior, though, at least according to him. And so, of course, The Rock points out how much of a badass he is. No, wait. In fact, he's a super tough dude. An STD. Get the fuck out of here. Because The Rock engages with the people. Get the fuck out of here.
That was lame.
Yeah, it was lame. That was lame. So they, of course, they went on to dump on fucking King Corbin with the big boot from the Man and a fucking people's elbow. And then, you know, that was that. The first match was set up with the Four Horsewomen, continuing with the whole women thing. And we had the Queen and the Man versus Bayley and Sasha.
And it sucked. And Bayley and Sasha.
I'm calling them Bayshon now. Sasha,
the boss and hug connection.
The what?
They're the boss and hug connection.
The boss and hug connection. Oh my god. So yeah, they had their match and the Queen and the Man won.
Yeah.
So the crowd was popping though. The crowd was popping
but
for all that shit.
Yeah, but who cares? The fact that champion on her first episode on fucking Fox taps out Queen does not do any favors. Does not do any favors at all. Next we have the fucking cocksucker himself, the cocksucker Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura, which I could give two fucks about this match because it wasn't even a match. Fucking Seth was kicking Shinsuke's ass. Then the Fiend again attacked Rollins again. Boring. The same shit we've seen for weeks, and it's getting boring.
Well,
what's your thoughts on
this? Yeah, well, we came back from commercial. I got to point out Corey Graves going into this. He was marking out about how he was just thrilled to death that he had run into fucking Dennis Rodman earlier. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. The fuck, man. He was like legit marking out that he had ran into Dennis Rodman. And I found that to be hilarious. I don't know. It seemed like he was legit marking out, but I digress. So then we had the Fiend segment where he was introducing all of the characters of his playhouse. Which led into Rollins Nakamura, and I don't know, man. Up until tonight, I was leaning on thinking that the Fiend was going to win the title at the pay per view. I guess we'll get into that later on in our predictions. But yeah, it ended up with the Fiend attacking Rollins again, the same fucking shit we've seen here recently. So. Boring.
Next, we had a fucking, I don't even remember.
Shane O'Mac versus
promo.
KO.
Oh, that match was shit. I couldn't give a fuck. Shane McMahon missing the fucking announcer's table like a fucking scrub that he is. Fucking worthless. And now Shane is fired. But you know what? The rumor is Now Shane is going to go to fucking NXT.
Wow.
Have fun with that.
Wow. I found it interesting that KO used the fucking stunner for good measure on
well,
on Shane
been doing
there
that
at
for
the
a while.
End. So, yeah. His new finisher. So he's like Steve Austin fat.
Well, everybody's Steve Austin Elminster. Everybody's fucking Steve Austin. Becky's
yeah,
fucking
the man
Steve
is
Austin.
Fucking Steve Austin, yeah.
Everyone's cool. Not fucking original.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Hey, you could be fucking Stone Cold. John Cena could be Steve Austin. He did the stunner with the fucking rope. You could be fucking Steve Austin. Hey, you. Hey, you fucking concession fucking stand guy. You could be fucking Steve Austin.
So we had all the spots with fucking KO or Shane O'Mac doing the fucking crashing down on him from the top turnbuckle when he put KO through the announce table. What else did we have? Oh, yeah.
That's
KO.
It.
We came back from commercial. KO was climbing up on the top, and he came crashing down on Shane O'Mac, who had been placed on a ladder. Some shit on the ropes. We had Shane O'Mac set up the coast to coast with the fucking ladder. And then at the end, Shane O'Mac set up the ladder to go up, but then KO ended up pulling him down and dropped him through the ladder with a powerbomb, I guess. And then that
was
the fucking shit. So, what was next?
Next, we had a pointless fucking 8-man match.
Oh,
for no fucking
who all
reason.
Was in this match? I didn't even.
Dolph Ziggler.
Let's see, I saw Dolph Ziggler. Who else?
Bobby Roode, Randy Orton, and AJ Styles versus Braun Strowman, Heavy Machinery, and some other. And Miz.
Damn, I don't even remember Miz out there.
First off, Randy Orton and AJ Styles got the jobber treatment, which means they didn't get fucking entrances. That's fucked. That is so fucked.
Wow.
That is disrespectful.
No, I stepped away from the television, so I didn't notice the details on this match. But all I know is that it was a fucking match that to me made no sense. Bunch of fucking dudes running around that ain't got nothing to do with each other.
At this point,
I don't even remember the Miz being in there or Bobby Roode.
At this point, I started to realize they're making shit up as they go at this point. You know, they didn't have no fucking plan at all. They had no plan whatsoever. They're making shit up at this point. And then we had the fucking Lumberjack match between Roman Reigns and Eric Rowan. That was dog shit. That was dog shit. First of all, the entrance where Roman Reigns stumps his fist, you can see a fucking panel underneath it with a hole, so it's fucking visible. That's to make sure that Roman Reigns doesn't fucking hurt his hand.
Oh, boy.
So the match itself was fucking dog shit. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Lumberjack matches aren't supposed to be no DQ, right?
No, I don't think so. No.
All
I
right,
mean.
So explain to me how when Luke Harper interfered and hits fucking Roman with the discus clothesline, shouldn't Eric Rowan be disqualified?
Well, yeah.
So well,
that
didn't
happen.
And, okay. That didn't fucking happen. So that's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. Either way, Roman Reigns wins in a fucking shit match, and it's obviously that Daniel Bryan's going to turn on Roman. It's fucking obvious. Hell in a Cell, which isn't even fucking build up right in pay-per-view. No build whatsoever for this fucking garbage pay-per-view. And then the piece that will the top the kick the crap Sunday on this fucking show, Brock Lesnar versus Kofi Kingston, went ended in fucking 5 seconds, made Kofi Kingston look like a bitch.
Horrible.
But then it gets even worse. Fucking Kane Velasquez, whatever the fuck his name is, a UFC fighter who looks like a fucking retard. This guy looks like a bum. He looks stupid. Do you even know who the fuck Kane Velasquez is?
I do.
He looks...
But he didn't do anything for me, though.
He looks
He didn't do anything for me out there. But I guess maybe to some people he did. Do they show some type of fucking UFC on Fox?
Probably. I don't know. He had a fucking leg brace on his fucking leg under his pants. That's supposed to make him look tough. Get the fuck out of here. The guy looked like a fucking bum. And with that note, that ends fucking SmackDown Live on SmackDown on Fox.
Yeah,
and
man, I have to tell you that last segment with the Kane Velasquez and Brock Lesnar was it didn't do anything for me, man. I mean, it was just like, okay, so this dude came out, and that's that. I mean, obviously, maybe they're gonna set something up for the future. I would hope, but even then, it's not gonna be anything good, I don't think. I mean, unless if they're going to beat each other down for real. I mean, are they going to be doing fucking UFC now?
I don't fucking know, and I don't fucking care. I don't care. By the way, quick note, Sasha Banks was bleeding on her face. I don't know how the fuck she did that, but you know what? That makes her look like a fucking bitch and a weak bitch, because she's not even in a Hell in a Cell match, and already she's fucking bleeding on her face. So, I'm going to ask you, Minister, what would you rate Friday Night SmackDown, the big pile of shit?
Well, it really, you know, when you chop it down like that, it really was a pile of shit, man. It really was a pile of shit. You had the corny jokes at the beginning. Let me see, I got notes for something else over here. Kofi Kingston getting beat down the way he did in fucking, what, just a few seconds. The corny freaking jokes from The Rock.
Awesome.
Fucking Sasha Bailey and the Queen and the Man. Let's see here. The whole shit with fucking The Fiend coming out again and attacking Seth Rollins again. KO fucking winning. He thinks he's fucking Steve Austin. This whole fucking shit with this fucking Tyson Fury. What was that? Him and Braun Strowman?
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, I know, dude. That was fucking... that was weak. That was weak. I'm going to have to give it for their efforts. I did like their new set.
But that's it.
I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10. Fucking awful. The only reason I'm giving it a 1 is because of the set. That's it.
But I got to tell you, though. I got to ask you. What do you... No, I guess we'll talk about it in predictions.
All right. Let's get on with the show with missed booking opportunities. Yes?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's just do it. Let's do it.
All right. So the first thing is brand split. Now, this includes ongoing and past brand splits. And like history says, it's been fucking awful, the brand split. Like, some wrestlers who got drafted to one brand doesn't fit in with the other. The concept was interesting when it began, but now when it gone down further in the road, it's begun to shit. And right now, you know, the ending, the Joker's wild card rule, whatever the fuck it was called, but it's still going to be shit. People who are injured right now, how are they going to get drafted now? That Drew McIntyre, he's like a free agent at this point now. Is he going to get drafted? Is Lars Sullivan going to get drafted? Who knows? Minister,
wow,
what's your response to the brand split?
Damn, so Lars Sullivan is still, he's just inactive right now? He's coming back?
I don't
fuck, man.
I don't know if he's coming back. Fuck his career. His career
is
dead at this point.
Dude. I hope he doesn't come back. Dude, he's a waste of fucking... He's a wasted spot, man.
Yeah,
fuck
he
that
is.
Guy.
Fuck him. Yeah.
But, well, you know, I used to be for the brand split. But here lately, I don't like the way they've done it. It's just so confusing the way they've been doing it. But now they're going to have to fucking, I guess, stick to it, because these people are going to be strictly on Fox and strictly on USA. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
They're not going to be going back and forth and shit. So they're going to have to be, you know, careful with who they put on what brand. They're gonna have to put some thought into it. But as far as these guys that are out on the shelf right now, man, I don't know how they're gonna work that out. Who else do we have that's out on the shelf?
Jeff Hardy, who got arrested again?
Again?
Yeah, he got arrested again. This motherfucker never learned, you know.
Oh my God. What was he doing now?
Drinking and driving.
Oh, my God.
They should release him at this point. Release Jeff Hardy. Fuck Jeff Hardy. I'm officially done with Jeff Hardy. Fuck him. Just fuck him. Like, he's 42 and he still hasn't learned his lesson. Fuck him.
Oh, man.
He fucked his own brother's career up, anyway. He fucked his own brother's career. He fucked his brother's fucking return comeback. Because he doesn't know when to quit, you know? It's been 42 fucking years, and he's still doing the same shit. Get fucked. And then there's
WWE,
fucking a lie.
WWE put out a fucking statement that Jeff Hardy is responsible for his own personal actions.
Yeah, which he is.
Which he's not, apparently, because, you know, fuck, you're right. I mean, shit, he's still fucking doing the same shit. He's pretty irresponsible, if you ask me.
Yeah. Then there's Elias.
Elias. Oh, yeah, that's right. Elias, so he's out too, huh? Fuck, how long is he going to be out?
I don't know, it's just an ankle injury. It might not be that long.
Well, regardless, he's just a fucking jobber anyway.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Drew McIntyre.
How long is he going to be out?
I have no idea. Liv Morgan. Ruby Riott.
Oh, yeah. Well, I expect them to keep it secret. I expect them to keep it secret as to where these people are going, and then they just all of a sudden appear.
Yeah. It's a conundrum.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, the brand split is shit, so who gives a fuck?
Saying he should be back soon.
Yeah. Up next, this guy has been to talk because recently on Twitch, Randy Orton said the N-word.
What was he doing?
No, he was just playing a game, and he said the N-word. But you know what? Pussies was on fire because I looked at the video, and he didn't say it meanfully or mean-spirited. He just said it playfully, you know, that playful term, you know?
Yeah, but I suppose because he's white, he can't say it.
Yet, yeah, but he was drunk.
Yet, you know, black people say it all the time. So apparently only they can use it.
Pussies were on fire. They overreacted again.
Pussies were on fire.
Yeah. So, Randy Orton.
This is madness.
World title run. This is when Randy Orton beat he who should not be named at WrestleMania, SummerSlam 2004 for the World Championship. It was the same year that Randy Orton got kicked out of Evolution. And that was when Randy Orton had his first lukewarm, terrible babyface run as world champion. And I gotta say, the title run fucking sucked. I think they rushed it. I think they rushed his babyface run. I think they rushed his first world title run. I didn't feel like he was ready at all. I mean, he just lost the IC title, and he was already thrusted in a world title match. He was not fucking ready, and they squandered it. Minister, how do you feel about Mr. Randall Keith Orton's first world title run?
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't like it because, you know, I'm a total heel at that point. And he was just a snot-nosed kid punk. And all of a sudden he was babyface. And I didn't like it. I didn't like him. I didn't like it. I didn't like his fucking theme music. I didn't like it. Fuck Randy Orton.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go. He didn't like Randy Orton. He didn't like Burning My Light, apparently, you know. You don't like Burning My Light?
Which one is that?
Hey, Nothing You Can Say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I didn't like that one, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fucking shit. All right. Unrecognizable.
Yeah, I didn't like the shit.
The last one is WCW Cruiserweight. Well, you understand why I fucking put on this fucking list. The WCW Cruiserweights were treated with disrespect. They were like the forefront of WCW. They made the best matches in WCW. But when years later came, they were treated like dog shit. Rey Mysterio had to fucking unmask himself, which was a sign of disrespect. People were voice dubbing over the fucking luchadors without them knowing. That's disrespectful. Eddie Guerrero calling Eddie Guerrero a jumping Mexican bean. That's fucking racist. Constantly burying the cruiserweights, making them do ridiculous fucking matches like piano on a fucking pole. Having Juve Guerrero be a fucking ripoff of The Rock, calling him the fucking Juice. That's fucking bad. All in all, the WCW Cruiserweights were treated like fucking dog shit. It was horrible. And having Rey Mysterio turn heel and join a fucking faction group called the fucking Filthy Animals, that was fucking bad. That was fucked up.
The Filthy Animals. Fuck. Man, you know, you go back, you know, you look at that shit now, man. I mean, that was fucked up, dude. Oh my god. The Filthy Animals. Damn.
You basically calling them fucking animals.
Who was in charge of that? Who was doing that shit? I think we should find out. Who was the creative back then?
Vince Russo was gone at that point, so it wasn't him. So at this point, it was complete chaos. I don't know who was in charge of that fucking monstrosity of fucking Filthy Animals. Vertebraker, yeah.
You know, man, I never did like the cruiserweights at all. And it's because of the fucking shitty segments like you were just describing, dude. They were stupid. It's just like these fucking, these people they have chasing around this fucking title right now. It's fucking stupid. It's garbage. I don't even want it on my fucking TV. But it's fucking there every fucking week. And even though this week it wasn't actually, they didn't fucking come out on the TV, they still had to fucking say something about it. Oh, it's on their YouTube channel. Like, I'm going to fucking watch their fucking YouTube channel. I barely watch their fucking network.
Because it's dog shit now. Carmella's the fucking 24/7 champion, by the way.
Shit. You know, that's the same thing. We could be here 20 years from now talking about this fucking shit that they're doing to these guys that are chasing that 24/7 title. It's the same group of people all the time. The same fucking group of fucking people. You know,
in essence,
they're the ones getting disrespected just as the fucking cruiserweights were back then.
Yeah.
Chasing around the fucking title, looking like a bunch of fucking jamokes.
And don't forget that the luchadors were being dubbed over by American people.
Man, that's fucked up right there. Oh my god. No, you see, I forget because, I never watched that shit, dude. I would change it or just fucking walk away and do other things and just leave it on in the background. But there's no way that I paid attention to that shit. No fucking way, dude. Oh, my gosh. In fact, now that you bring it up, dude, I kind of want to go back and check it out.
La Parka.
So they were cutting promos? They were cutting promos and people were fucking, Americans were dubbing over them? Oh, my God.
Yeah. La Parka.
That's fucking just as bad as fake Diesel and fake Razor Ramon. Who, by the way, Razor Ramon recently died.
Yeah. Rest in peace, but, you know.
But, yeah, it's along the same lines of fucking stupidness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the stupidness continues because right now we're in what-the-fuck moments. And the first what-the-fuck moment. The stupidness fucking continues, ladies and gentlemen, because the next what the fuck moment is Buff Bagwell's mom in a forklift fucking match. WCW.
What the fuck?
Guess who came up with that fucking idea? Guess who came up with that fucking idea, yeah?
Who? Vince Russo.
You know who, Vince. Yeah. There's been fucking stupid matches in wrestling history, but this one is right up there. This one's right up there.
Buff Bagwell's mom.
Yeah. on a fucking forklift.
So how did this play out? Describe to us what.
Well, I don't remember who Buff Bagwell was facing. No, he was facing Lex Luger. And
no.
The name of the game is... Well, that's a fucking awful match in itself right there. Buff Bagwell versus Lex Luger, that's fucking awful. Because at that point, Lex Luger was fucking awful. His body was
shit
at this point. Yeah, it was fucking
it was
terrible.
The bad years
point.
For Lex Luger, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The name of the game is you go on the fucking forklift and then you drop the forklift and retrieve the old fucking G-MILF that is Buff Bagwell's mom. And that's
G-MILF.
How you fucking win. Yeah.
G-MILF.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that's
shit,
how you fucking
I gotta look
that's
this
how you
up.
Fucking G-MILF, yeah. Grandma MILF.
Buff Bagwell's mom on a pole. Oh my God.
Forklift.
Shit. All right. So it was against Lex Luger?
No, it wasn't fucking Lex Luger. It was fucking Canyon. Fucking shite. Fuck's sakes. WCW Monday Nitro. Oh my God, this wasn't a fucking pay-per-view. Wasn't a fucking pay-per-view, motherfucker. Anyway, it was an awful match. Let's just state that. It was fucking awful. Waste of fucking talent. This was fucking awful. I don't know why they made this a match. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. What's your response?
Well, first of all, the first thing that comes to my mind is, fuck, we also had Shelton Benjamin and his fucking mom. What the fuck is it with this shit? What the fuck is it? Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it is. Oh, my God. What the fuck is it? Who is fucking putting these people's moms on fucking television? Who signs off on this shit? This fucking madness,
I don't fucking know. Well, let's go on to that right now. Shelton Benjamin's mom is a fucking manager.
This is madness.
So I don't know where the fuck they came up with this fucking idea. This was fucking awful. Shelton Benjamin just came to the company like in his first solo career since he was a team with fucking Charlie Haas in the Team Angle. He got drafted to Raw. He beat Triple H, but nothing came after that. And then his mom started fucking managing him. Which the mom had more fucking charisma and more character than fucking Shelton Benjamin. Can you fucking believe that?
I can. He never had much in the fucking way of charisma and shit. Hey, he was fucking pushing her out in a fucking wheelchair and all kinds of crazy shit, man.
Awful.
Yeah. That was fucked up, man. Was
Shelton
that
Benjamin's
was, that was that, before he dyed his hair blonde, right?
I think it was when he dyed his hair blonde.
Oh my God.
Shelton Benjamin's fucking mom came to fucking ringside with him and, you know, and all that shit. His mom's name is Thea Vidal.
Was that his real mom?
Yeah.
So it was his real mom.
That's his real mom. That's his real fucking mom. Motherfucker.
Oh, shit. You can't make this shit up, man. Oh, my God. Hey, we're going to bring in my mom.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh my God, I can't fucking believe this.
Shelton Benjamin versus Big Show with fucking Shelton's mama.
Hey, we're going to bring in my mom, man. She's going to be a character. Damn.
Fucking awful. What the fuck? Yeah. What a downhill. Downhill spiral. Fucking waste. Awful.
Did anybody
Gold
else bring their mom?
A segment with... What?
Did anybody else bring in their mom? That you can remember?
Yeah, let me look. Mom. Okay, let's see. Did this do? No. No.
So
he was
Buffalo,
the one and only
Bagwell and
God.
Benjamin.
So no. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Wow. So shit, well, fucking reality, we might be due for another mom to pop up. Who would you think would pop up? Baron Corbin's mom?
No, fuck that, no.
Kevin Owens' mom?
No.
What about if we have a female's mom or a female's dad? Come on.
I think it's Bailey.
Bailey's dad. Bailey's dad, Charlie.
Yeah. Fuck that. You know what's more funny? This next one. Alex Riley's WWE career.
Shit.
That's funny because it's a fucking failure. This fucking career. Let me hear your name. Let me say your name or whatever the fuck his theme song was. Alex Riley was The Miz's protege in NXT. He sucked in NXT. I don't know how the fuck he was still in the company. He sucked at wrestling. He went to the main roster. He was just a fucking henchman. He had no fucking real personality whatsoever. His promo fucking sucked. Then he turned babyface. He still sucked. He had a match with The Miz. That fucking sucked. He had a solo face run. That fucking sucked. Then he went to NXT when NXT was popular. He was a commentator. He sucked as a commentator. Then he had a feud with Kevin Owens. That fucking sucked. And so finally he was let go of the company. And that was his fucking career in a nutshell. He sucked at everything he touched, and he sucked as a wrestler. That was his fucking career.
Oh, shit.
And it's so poetic, really. His career started in NXT, and his career died in NXT.
And then also
really poetic.
His dad is a sports reporter / commentator. So he couldn't even cut it as a commentator, even though his dad is a commentator.
Yeah. So what do you remember about this failure? What do you remember about this failure?
I remember him doing some of that crazy shit that they used to do on NXT back in those times, where they would fucking do the stupid shit with the barrels. Yeah, it's all that stupid shit. Just fucking stupid shit. So I remember him being a part of that. I don't remember him in particular doing anything in particular, but yeah. Yeah, I remember him being his Mrs. Protege. Something with... He also got involved with, like, Ziggler for some reason. And Vicky Guerrero and shit, but I don't remember exactly why or what the fuck, but I remember, but that's about it, man. I don't really remember anything with him. What, something about The Rock, or no, John Cena, something about John Cena killed his career?
Yeah, they said that John Cena bullied him and all that, which I believe.
Yeah.
Well, who gives a fuck? Who gives
so what do you think John Cena did to
John Cena bullied you. You're still shit.
You think he taped his fucking ass cheeks together?
Probably, yeah. But it doesn't matter if John Cena bullied you. You were still shit, though. Nobody really cared about you.
Who all was in that class of NXT?
I don't fucking remember. Titus O'Neil.
The fucking
Darren
Keith
Young.
Slater. I think Heath Slater's probably the only one that's still around.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, but that's about it. Fuck Alex Riley. He still bitches and moans. Like a little pussy bitch. Little pussy bitch. Yeah, you want to keep
analyst.
Trying with a little pussy bitch?
He was the analyst.
Yeah.
They were calling him the analyst.
Yeah, little pussy bitch. Yeah. What's wrong, you little bitch? You want to suck on this dick? Yeah.
He's no longer wrestling, I guess, huh?
No, he's not. No, he's a fucking pile of dog shit. No. All right, before we go to what if scenarios, we're going to talk about AEW Weekly. So, it's no secret that AEW Dynamite destroyed NXT. The ratings fucking prove it. You want to know how NXT, my everybody, NXT's going down the toilet with ratings. The ratings keep getting worse and worse and worse each week. One week, it was fucking 1.1 million for the first week of USA Network. And that was an hour. The second week, still an hour, 1.0. Now that they went to 2 hours this week, 867,000. Not even in a million. This is pathetic. This is awful. AEW clearly destroyed NXT. 1.4 million. Was AEW.
And
it destroyed NXT.
And I saw that the WWE released a statement on AEW saying
what?
That it's the fans who win.
Bullshit. Shut the fuck up. You don't want to admit that you were fucking you lost. They don't want to fucking admit that they lost that night.
They said that it's the fans who win. What they said.
No, that's pussy. That's pussy shit. That's some pussy shit. They don't want to admit that they lost. Admit it,
they,
fuck. You lost.
They also said that that it's not a foot sprint or some shit, that it's a marathon or some type of shit like that.
They need to shut the fuck up. They lost.
So that was there. But yeah, AEW. Speaking of AEW, I got a little fucking rant of my own. You know, we were supposed to have a fucking show.
Yeah.
Right after AEW.
Yeah, Block Talk.
Of course, Block Talk
over.
Radio fucked us over.
Piece of shit.
With their fucking bullshit. That their host host server was down. Some crazy shit. Right in our world premiere broadcast. Get the fuck out of here.
Cocksuckers.
Pissing me off.
Cocksuckers can't even run a fucking website, right?
So, because we make no apologies, we'll just leave it at that. But we will be back next week, right after AEW Dynamite, with a new show starring Hollywood Tony P, who is running for president, by the way. So, yeah, we do have a presidential candidate hosting the show. right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. So, yeah, join us this coming Wednesday night. It's on Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Fuck, I'm breaking news. Tyson Fury is going to be on Raw.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, have fun with that. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
What is he now? He's some type of Bellator fighter or some shit.
Yeah, he's just going to, I don't know, he's going to fucking talk about Braun Strowman. Who gives a fuck?
Or is he a boxer? All right, what the fuck is he?
Yeah, he's a boxer. He's a fucking boxer. Who gives a fuck about that clown, yeah?
Yeah, fuck him.
Now it's time for what if scenarios. What if Miz stayed babyface in 2014? You know, this was the time that Miz stole the figure four leg lock from Ric Flair, and he was feuding with fucking Cesaro, and he had a fucking segment on a promo with fucking the Muppets, with Miss Piggy, and all that shit.
Oh,
Minister,
man, that was terrible.
What if he stayed babyface, you know?
Well, that was a horrific babyface run, though. If you're going to do him babyface, they needed to have done it slow burn type. The way they did it this time around, kind of. I mean, I don't know, you know. He doesn't really work as a babyface, but if you do him right, you know, like, I think he's working. Well, right now, I see him as fucking ruined right now. He is all over the place. He used to be badass when he was a heel here, a few months ago. And then he got involved with Shane O'Mac, and it fucked everything up for him. He hasn't been the same since then.
Fuck his potato-faced dad, the fucking potato-looking motherfucker.
His dad?
Yeah, fuck his dad. Fuck that potato-looking motherfucker.
Fuck
his dad. Fucking Mr. Potato Head fuck.
Yeah, fuck his dad. But I guess his dad is part of... I mean, he's always doing something with them.
Yeah. So no on Miz staying face.
And fuck his
2014.
Dad. Fuck his dad, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
All right. What if Cesaro never left the Real Americans?
No, he had to leave.
Why?
That whole thing with Real Americans, it was all right, but nobody liked that guy. What was his name?
Zeb Coulter?
Yeah, nobody liked that fucking guy.
Well, they loved the team, though.
We, the people. I loved it, too.
In fact, they chanted that on AEW when Jack Hager came out.
Yeah, I saw that. The fans still fucking do that shit. We, the people. That's some good shit. I liked them together.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have been if they would have been stayed together and fucking done something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Had a fucking badass title reign and shit, tag team title reign. But you know, they don't push their tag team title reigns or they don't push their tag team picture or anything or any other picture except for the top fucking titles. That's all they fucking push. The other titles, they get treated like fucking shit. Somebody fucking takes fucking, will have a title for 3 or 4 months, making it look fucking good, and then next thing you know, somebody has the fucking title for 3 or 4 months, and it just makes the fucking shit inconsequential again. Like, let's think about it now. Who's the fucking U.S. champion? I don't even know. I can't even fucking tell you. You know why?
AJ.
Because I don't even give a fuck, dude. The title's inconsequential. Who's he feuding with for it? That black dude?
Cedric, yeah.
And I thought Cedric was going to beat AJ this week.
No, Vince McMahon is purposely burying him. Because he just doesn't like fucking Cedric,
that's
I guess.
That's fucked up.
I know it's fucked up. But you know what? Let's move on to the last one. What a scenario. What if WWF never bought WCW, Minister?
Well, I guess they wouldn't have had all them people fucking come over and shit.
Yeah.
Remember when they had all the fucking Perry Saturn and all them fucking dudes that they were just bunching up together and shit? During that time when they bought them? It was kind of crowded for a while.
Of course. Until they had to fire their asses because they realized they were fucking bums.
They were, man. They were a bunch of fucking bums over there, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking living fucking fat off of Ted Turner's money.
Yeah. Shit. They're all fucking bums. Well. they were fucking bums. So they wouldn't have bought WCW. Nothing would have changed. Nothing. WWF would have still gone on their merry way, and a bunch of people
money.
Would have gone. Yeah, they would have gone to TNA anyway because TNA was already made in 2002.
Yeah, they should have saved their fucking money, picked and choose the cream of the crop, and just brought them in. That's what they should have done.
Yeah. So. We're done with what if scenarios. Now it's time for, oh my God, dude. This is the most pathetic Hell in a Cell predictions ever.
Well, we have like 3 matches.
we have 4 matches. Because as of right now, it took fucking Friday night to officially announce that fucking Bayley and Charlotte are going to face each other for the fucking title.
Wow.
They waited 3 fucking weeks to announce a match that was going to happen anyway. That's how you know they don't give a fuck about this pay-per-view at all.
Now, where is it at? Let me see.
There's no fucking... In the Golden State. Sacramento.
Piece of shit that is California.
What the fuck? Well, let's do the fucking shortest fucking prediction thing. This is short as fuck. This is not even fun.
I know, right? Fuck. What the hell? Well, I'm going to pick... Yeah, go ahead.
First one, Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan versus Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. I'm just going to flat out say it. Eric Rowan and Luke Harper wins because Daniel Bryan's going to fucking turn on Roman anyway.
They don't have anything on the line or anything, right? It's just the fucking
match. No, it's just a match. It's obvious that fucking Daniel Bryan's going to turn on Roman, and it's going to be revealed that he was behind it all along, and Daniel Bryan's going to join Eric Rowan and Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Who do you pick?
Yeah, I'm picking the Wyatts against fucking to win.
Yeah. All right. The Charlotte Flair versus Bayley. I'm just gonna pick Charlotte because Bayley's doing nothing with this fucking belt. It's time for her to lose the fucking belt immediately.
This is for the
women's title. Yeah.
For the Women's SmackDown Championship.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bayley wins.
Why?
Because Charlotte's going to go to Raw.
Oh, and
Fuck, dude. I thought we were talking about the man. Fuck. We're talking about Bayley.
No, we're talking about Charlotte.
Charlotte versus Bayley. Let me put some thought into this, okay? Bayley is the fucking, Raw champion? No, the SmackDown champion.
SmackDown. Who should lose the title? People are tired of her title reign already. But there is a chance that Charlotte might get drafted to Raw, so I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to happen like this, dude. I'm thinking Bayley is going to stay at SmackDown. I think Bayley's going to win. Bayley's going to stay at SmackDown, and I think that fucking Becky is going to lose her belt, and she's going to be drafted to SmackDown, and she's going to go feud with Bayley.
So I say Charlotte, you said Bayley, and then for the Raw Women's Championship, I'm going to say Sasha Banks, too.
Yeah, Sasha Banks.
All right, so the last match in our fucking predictions, because, you know, there's only like four fucking matches here. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt versus Seth Rollins. I'm going to say it's going to be a no contest. I'm going to go with the safer option, a no contest. Because they did that before. When Brock Lesnar interfered with Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns, I think something's going to happen where it's going to be a no contest.
They've done it plenty of times. I think this is big, dude. I think you have to go with Bray.
All right, fuck it. I'll go with Bray.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. I think I'm going to go with Bray. This is my reasoning. I think Bray is going to end up going to Raw. Is he on Raw? Is he a Raw right now or is he a SmackDown? Regardless, he's going to be at Raw. And he'll be champion and Seth Rollins is going to be drafted to SmackDown.
Yeah.
So I think they are going to switch the title. Although, tonight, it looked that way too. And then fucking next thing you know, Bray comes out and beats up fucking Rollins.
Probably. I don't know. Anymore.
Suggesting that Rollins is going to win. You know how that happens? Whoever gets beat up last, you know. So it's like, what the fuck? But no, I think that Bray is going to win. He's always been Jobber to the Stars. And now he's the fucking Fiend. Is the Fiend going to be Jobber to the Stars too? Holy shit.
I hope not.
I'm going with Bray.
I'll go with Bray too. And that ends the fucking predictions.
Wow.
Awful.
Hey, the wait, dude. The fucking pay-per-view starts at fucking 6 o'clock my time.
Yeah, it starts at 7.
That's fucking 4 hours long.
I don't know how the fuck they're going to have a four-hour pay-per-view when only four matches are fucking announced.
There's a goddamn pre-show for an hour.
Oh, fuck. No.
Yes, I saw it. I was like, get the fuck out of here. How could this be? There's going to have to be more matches.
I don't know. I don't know. If there are more matches, we're fucked because we only have like four to work with.
Well, let's see what the rumored matches are.
What are the fucking rumor matches?
Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ali.
Who gives a fuck? If I had to pick, Shinsuke retains.
Yeah, I would say Shinsuke retains. The Revival versus the New Day?
Revival retains.
Damn.
Revival retains. I don't care. What else?
Yeah, I'm going to say Revival retains. Bayley versus Charlotte. Oh, we already called
Well, that's confirmed, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, well, that's it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. That's it. God damn.
Yeah. What a fucking awful. What a fucking awful show. I feel like we all lost tonight. This show fucking broke me.
Oh my god.
SmackDown broke me.
Oh my god.
SmackDown broke me. It broke the spirit.
Did you lose your smile?
Yes, I did. I lost my fucking smile, motherfucker. Cunt.
Damn, that's fucked up, man. We got you losing your smile.
Yeah. But you know what? That's it for tonight's show on fucking Radio Renegade. It's a fucking wrap. I'd like
that's
to thank Minister of Sinister for joining me as always, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I have been your host, Christian from Philly. Telling you
Thank
to
you
keep
very
it
much.
Real, keep it here. Yep. And as always, keep him sexy. My dad's recuperating from surgery, so he'll be back. Christian Valley is real, real soon. Next Thursday, this coming Thursday. So, lastly, Christian Family Values is out indefinite until my dad recovers. So, wait until my dad recovers for Christian Family Values. But until then, good night, motherfuckers. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Peace.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.